Hey, this is Chris Johnson. Hold on, my mic stand is fucked up here. I don't know what I did to it. It made a noise that it wasn't supposed to make, but it's still standing. It's still standing. The mic still works. I think we're good to go. Well, this is Chris Johnson, and I want to talk a little bit about anxiety. I have anxiety. I got a bunch of anxiety problems. I'm doing pretty well right now, and I've been doing pretty well since I went to, since I started going to a therapist a few years back. I don't even need to go too much anymore. I'm pretty stable. Anxiety's fucked up because a lot of people have different types of anxiety problems. I think everybody has a certain degree of anxiety in a lot of situations. It just affects people differently than others. Some people get fucking crippled by it and need medication. Thankfully, I've never had to need any kind of medication for it. I'm really like anti-medication. I don't like taking medicine. I don't like taking fucking anything. I want to be like completely clear. You know what I mean? I want to feel it. I want to feel my fucking pain and feel my fucking agitations. Because I feel like if I don't get over them on my own, if I need some kind of medication to deal with it, I feel like I'm never truly going to get over anything. Which for me, it works since thankfully I have a condition that doesn't require medication. I don't know how I would react if I actually needed medicine. I think I'd have a big fucking problem with it. I don't even like fucking taking medicine. Like if I got a fucking headache or like if, you know, for like aches and pains or some shit. Like, hey, you got like a fucking Advil or something? Like, I don't really want to take it. Like, I'm afraid I'm going to build up like a tolerance to it. And then all of a sudden, when I need medicine, I fucking take it. It's not going to fucking help me anymore. These are the crazy fucking bullshit thoughts that populate my fucking head. A lot of feelings that other people have when they're anxious, I have or have had over the years. You know, a feeling of being like stuck, not knowing where the fuck you're going. A feeling of just like a general fucking malaise. Just like unhappiness, depression. I had suicidal thoughts for a long time. I used to fucking like fantasize about taking a razor blade to my fucking forearms. And that's no fucking joke. Like I used to do that. I used to think about that in my head all the fucking time. Like I want to fucking blade my fucking forearms, which is pretty fucking scary thought, really. Like when you're fucking clear, right? Like no man in his right mind is walking around thinking about taking a fucking knife to his arms. But I used to think that all the fucking time. So like there's a lot of shit that goes on in your head. You just want to release it somehow. But you just don't know what the fuck to do. I create scenarios in my head. Like, let's just say you like somebody. Like, what if I said something to her? But what if she said this? But what if I started doing this and then she did this? But what if down the line she does this and I go over here and she does this? Like, I create, like, these whole fucking stories in my fucking head of what my one action could potentially lead to. And then I start worrying about shit that is not even on the fucking radar, but, like, that is five steps down the road to the shit that I already thought about in my fucking head. And it can get overwhelming. So what I do and what I did and what my therapist told me to do way back when I started going to see her right when the fucking divorce happened is to just kind of fucking like shrink everything down. Kind of condense it, right? Into just like little bits. Like instead of thinking about like, motherfucker, I got to get through this whole shitty day. Think about, let me just get through the next 5 minutes. And then if you can get through the next 5 minutes, then maybe once you get to that point, you can think about, hey, maybe I'll get through the next 10 minutes and then the next 15 minutes and shit like that. Just taking things in small chunks. And for me, it works. As a result of that, though, I don't think about anything long term anymore because I can't. If I start thinking long term, I might start panicking. I might start thinking like, whoa, motherfucker, what if I don't get to that goal that I set? What if I don't reach the dreams or achieve whatever the fuck it is that I'm trying to achieve that I'm like setting out to do? So as a result, I don't make goals. I have none of them. I don't think about like a career. I don't think about, you know, potentially getting in another relationship or any of that shit. I just take things like a day at a time or, you know, a week at a time. You know, like if you like sports, I love sports. If you watch the fucking sports interviews, a lot of times you see athletes be like, hey, we're just going to take it one game at a time. And you think, you fucking asshole. Like, give me a goddamn answer. Give me a real fucking answer, you dick. But like now I'm saying that like anytime anybody fucking asks me anything about anything, just like, I don't know. What are you going to do this weekend? I don't know. I have no fucking idea. We'll see. And that's not to say I don't make plans. You know, people invite me to do shit, and I do shit. Or like, hey, something's going on this weekend. We're having dinner here at 4 o'clock. All right, I'll be there. You know what I mean? I make those plans. But I don't make long-term grandiose plans. The more of that shit I make, the worse I feel. So I would suggest, if you're having trouble dealing with shit, stop thinking about shit on a grand fucking scale and start worrying about getting through fucking today. It might help you. It helps me. It's a weird existence, though, when you don't really think about anything in the long term. Like, all your life, I think you're kind of taught to think that way, right? Like, when you're growing up, it's like, hey, you're going to get married, you're going to have a family, you're going to have fucking kids, you're going to get a job, you're going to start a career. What do you want to do when you grow up? What are you going to do here? Hey, you're going to go to college. You have all these fucking plans ahead of you. All these things that you want to do. And then shit just comes and fucks it up. And then you're never prepared for what happens when it gets fucked up. That's why I think plans are stupid. Like, you can have a dream or a fucking goal and work to achieve something. That's fine. But I think if you get too worked up and too wrapped up in that bullshit, then you're never really gonna fucking live. You're never gonna experience what the fuck is right in front of your face. Anytime I made plans, I felt stuck. It's always like, what the fuck am I doing here? Where the fuck am I going? I think those things anyway. I don't need to add pressure onto my fucking day by adding those thoughts together. It's just gonna make me upset. I don't like being upset. I guess there's no real right answer to fucking deal with it. But this is just how I deal with it. Because I try talking to people, but I can't really talk to people. I don't really want to talk to people. I like talking to people, and I talk to people about a lot of things. But I don't really like talking to people about my fucking problems, because I don't know who the fuck I can trust. And if I can trust you today, can I trust you tomorrow? Can I really? Well, I'll be back. Sundays and Wednesdays, that's when you get your new fucking episodes. And I'm on Podbean. You can download the app. You can go to the website. Every episode is there. Or... you can follow on Apple Podcasts or Google Play, all that shit. I'm on Twitter @JohnsonHatesYou, Instagram as well. You can follow me there at maybe 5 minutes.